item is a retirement plan compensation calculation issue. At this time, I'd like to discuss an administrative error that was discovered while reviewing the retirement plan. For review, the authority has only one retirement plan. However, as previously discussed, it is multifaceted with many moving parts. The 1997 amendment combined both a defined benefit and defined contribution component in one plan, which created additional level of complexity. The plan uses the same definition for compensation for both the defined benefit and the defined contribution components. During the course of evaluating the retirement plan, it was discovered that the defined contribution calculation, as it was set up in payroll system, did not include all designated plan compensation. We believe this error began immediately following the 1997 amendment. After further review of the plan, it was determined that the compensation components used to calculate the defined contribution deductions for employees on the new plan were different than the compensation components used to calculate the defined benefit component of the plan. The compensation provided to the actuaries for the defined benefit calculations accurately followed the plan document. There is no basis in the plan document for utilizing different compensation calculations for the defined benefit and the defined contribution components. The defined contribution calculation, as it was set up in payroll, only included an employees-based compensation. Therefore, employees who had compensation components in addition to their base pay were not contributing the full amount mandated by the plan, which in turn resulted in the employer contributing too little. Staff sought advice from outside counsel specializing in retirement plans. Mr. Gulig of the law firm The suggested plan of action is to first correct the calculation in the payroll system, then determine how far back we have complete records. Calculate the amount that should have been contributed to the employee, the employer, and the interest that would have been earned, and then send the funds to Wells Fargo to distribute to the appropriate employees. Currently, the payroll calculation has been corrected in the loss and payroll system. We have complete payroll data as far back as 2002. Using the records that we have, the calculated amount due from the authority is $79,000. This amount includes the employer 3%, the employee 3%, and the estimated interest that would have been earned. Following board approval, the funds will be sent to Wells Fargo.
Does that include employees that might have left?
Yes, vested? Anyone who was vested, yes. Yes, sir.
If I understand this, the calculation today is only on the base pay.
That is how it was set up, yes.
Yeah, it doesn't include other payments to the employee. My question is, I understand then that no overtime would be included in the calculation. Is that correct?
The overtime would have, it would be additional compensation such as auto allowance, taxable group term life. Everything that fed into gross pay should have been used in the calculation.
Yeah, I was looking for what term law was included.
Yes. Everything in gross pay. So it's we have some employees who have autos, who have vehicles. They are taxed on the personal use of that vehicle.
Yeah.
That goes through their gross. The auto allowances, any bonus payments, exemplary pay, all of that. That is what was all excluded. Are there any other questions? Okay, I'll read the amendment. Be it hereby resolved that the Joint Retirement and Administration and Audit Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes staff to expend funds to correct administrative error in the retirement benefit contributions in the amount not to exceed $95,000.
You've heard the proposed resolution. Is there a motion for approval? Christian makes a motion. There is second. Everybody on. Second to motion. Any other questions or discussion? Please call the roll.
Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Bellion?
Yes.
Director Baker?
Yes.
Director Carrabba?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Mr. Collinsworth?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Ellis? Or Wheelis, I'm sorry.
All right, good. Resolution passes. I don't see any other business for this joint committee. Do I hear a motion to adjourn? We are adjourned. And let's take about a 10-minute break and then we'll start the next committee.